AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in battleground state Pennsylvania today. She pointed out Donald Trump's behavior at his campaign stops.
I'm going to say what I've said publicly and will say many times based on my observations and I think the observations of many. Donald Trump is increasingly unstable, and as has been said by the people who have worked closely with him even when he was president, he's unfit to be president of the United States.
Trump was in Georgia, where early voting has started.
So if you have a ballot, return it immediately. If not, go tomorrow as soon as you can. Go to the polls and vote. Then, for the next 21 days, get everyone you know to get out and vote. We don't want to take a chance. We can't lose this country.
The Carter Center says former President Jimmy Carter has cast his ballot by mail in the 2024 election. Carter celebrated his 100th birthday October 1st at his home in Plains, Georgia, where he's been living in hospice care. His son told the AP Jimmy Carter was voting for Kamala Harris. A family in South Carolina is pleading for help in finding Broadway dancer Zelig Williams.
We beg you to please pay attention and bring him home.
He disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago.
Zelig, come home. He all I got.
Mom Kathy Williams thinks her son stopped taking his medication just before he disappeared and are worried he might be behaving erratically or even could appear in a trance-like state to people looking to help him. Zelig Williams was last seen leaving his home in Columbia, South Carolina, October 3rd. A former Las Vegas area Democratic elected official was sentenced to at least 28 years in prison for killing an investigative journalist who wrote articles critical of his conduct in office 2 years ago and exposed an intimate relationship with a female co-worker. Stocks have moved higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A Florida man is under arrest for animal cruelty after state troopers had to rescue his dog.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
The bull terrier left chained to a post in rising floodwaters on the interstate as Hurricane Milton bared down. Governor Ron DeSantis.
You don't just tie up a dog and have them out there for a storm. Totally unacceptable. And we're going to hold you accountable.
The man was caught after he went to an animal shelter looking for his dog. DeSantis says the dog is okay and being adopted by someone else. He also stresses the state has zero tolerance for lawbreakers of any kind.
Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, who got somebody trying to take a generator away from a power light. Daytona Beach, arresting people for looting.
I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is heading to Germany tomorrow and Angola in December, rescheduling visits postponed so he could monitor Hurricane Milton. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.